Phone Boy Speaks, episode 317, Google Hangs Out Better.
I guess Google had some event today, and you know, I don't know, there was some stuff written up about it, and Google put it on their blog and whatever. And there was plenty of articles that were somewhat misleading, actually, because the thing that was most exciting to me was, and you know, I don't know why this is exciting to me, but the Google Hangouts app is supposed to get SMS support, which pretty much, you know, pretty much unifies, you know, the whole Google Voice experience into the Hangouts app, which is fine. I mean, the Google Hangouts app works fine, but the what I didn't see until I had to click through several articles and even finally going to Google's blog is that it's all that they've only rolled out this change for the Android version of the app, not the iOS version, which, you know, doesn't make sense because the Google Voice app actually already does this. So I don't know why they haven't rolled it out in the Hangouts. I'm not quite sure why that is, but whatever. Because I actually think Google Voice is it was a decent service back when it was Grand Central, and having all of that unified under the Hangouts thing would make it, I guess one less app to install. But what amazes me, I guess, is that the news reporting on it is was inconsistent at best. They didn't mention that part that it was only on Android and not on iOS. Because I looked for I think they just updated the Google Hangout app on iOS not too long ago, and maybe it has something to do with the fact that that Apple's a little slower to approve updates or whatever. But I mean, I don't think this is functionality that they would complain about. But I don't know. Anyway, and of course, in Google's own blog post doesn't even say that stuff is coming out for iOS. So there's more questions than answers, I guess, on that thing. But anyway, so they also introduced some stuff with pictures and I don't use Google for pictures, so whatever. Now, the other thing that happened today is I got a custom URL for my Google Plus page. It picked something. I didn't like it. I want google.com or plus.google.com/plusphoneboy. No surprise there. I submitted that as an approval to approve, and maybe they will approve it. I don't know. We'll see. But it took them long enough to roll out a custom Google Plus IDs or whatever, the URLs, because the URLs are something like plus.google.com/whatever. So anyway, that was, I guess that was today's Google news, and I'll link in the show notes if you haven't seen it, in the tech douchebagosphere 80,000 times already. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.